down to business on News Talk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, helping you get ready for Brexit.
My next guest is Tom Parlin. He's the Director General of the Construction Industry Federation. But before joining the CIF, he served as a TD for Laoise Offaly and as a Minister for State in the 2002 to 2007. Tom Parlin, formerly President of the Irish Farmers Association, the IFA, and to prove that there is life after politics, he's here with us in studio this morning. You're very welcome, Tom.
Thanks, Bobby.
How are you?
Very good.
Now, you're a Cooldairy County Offaly man, but as you said yourself, this is Parlin country. All those years ago.
Well, it was for a short while anyway. Yeah.
You said that you were, when you were elected in politics, you were elected here in Portlaoise, and when you lost your seat, it was in your hometown or your near town of Parlin, County Offaly.
That's right.
Is that the irony of Laoise Offaly?
The count when I was elected was down in St Mary's Hall. And then when I got unelected, it was in the Marion Hall in Burr. But look, it was a great time, and I had a wonderful time at politics. Yeah. I went straight in and went straight out, enjoyed it very much, great honour. And it gives me massive respect for all of the people who vote. You know, when you put your name up on the poster and you go out knocking on doors, it's wonderful for democracy, shows people have balls and guts and want to do something, whatever they believe in. There's people that went out and got 100 votes for some wacky sort of a notion, but they believed in it and they put it before the people. So.
And you're right, it's very easy to take a shot at somebody who puts themselves out
and
there.
And I don't mean you personally, an awful lot of the commentators like to have cheap shots at politicians.
Yeah.
And it is an easy shot. And now we see all the stuff that's coming out on social media and all the bullying and all the nasty stuff that they are very exposed to. So, you know, if we don't attract good people into politics, it'll be our loss.
I totally agree with you. And again, you know, the slog of canvassing and the work that's required to get elected, and then you're in a very short-term job. It's, as you say, it's very easy to be unelected, and to be prepared for life after it obviously doesn't work out for everybody.
That's true. And the strange thing that I didn't appreciate and still don't understand, we've just seen recently that there was a massive push all over the country for Sinn Féin, that nobody, even some of the most seasoned full-time professional commentators,
that's right,
commented 1 and 2 days before the election saying they reckon Sinn Féin were going to lose a few seats. And, you know, the opposite happened. When I got elected, the PDs only had 2 seats and they weren't expected to make any showing, but there was a massive showing and I benefited from that. I thought I was immune to the opposite.
Yeah.
But they said the tide went out in 2007 for the PDs and it took me out with it. And regardless of whether I thought I was different or not, I just went out with the tide.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what's after happening to some of the parties that fared badly now. So it's an odd thing that such a wave hits a whole mass of people.
And I think just to close out on it, we've got 60 new odd TDs, all who are there for the first time and aren't there only that they want to make a difference.
Of course.
Like, so I think again it's...
I was in it all yesterday morning. I was passing through there going to a meeting and I'd like to be in on the first day just, and like, it's great to see the pride of the people themselves and their families that are there for the first day. It is a wonderful honour. And you know, they may only be there for a short time, as you say.
Tom, can I ask you now, you're Director General of the Construction Industry Federation. Where are we at now on the house building? I'm hearing reports that, you know, that the supply-demand equation seems to be getting into a better balance. What's the current state of play with houses and house building?
Well, I suppose the fact is last year we built 21,000 houses, 21,600 new houses. About a third of those were one-offs. Those are people who would build them for themselves.
Is there that many of those?
Yeah, and that's around the country. And if you look at the local papers now, and I throw an eye over my own local papers, you know, there's nearly a page full of applications now for people building one-off houses.
Right.
And clearly there's people in Dublin still that might be knocking a house and rebuilding or in any of the towns. But I think the big deficit is the social housing. And the other big problem is, which traditionally, you know, couples, you know, in normal jobs could afford to get a mortgage and build a house or buy a house, and that's scarcely possible now. In Dublin you need to be collectively earning over 90,000 before you qualify for a mortgage. That's crazy money. And down the country, you know, you're talking about probably 40,000 each between two people. So, you know, it's the bar has risen very high.
You heard Clement earlier there outlining the state of play of houses in a town like Portlaoise, where there's 11,000 people leaving the county every day to go to Dublin, and the people buying the houses primarily are from Dublin.
Yeah.
That doesn't augur very well for the future, does it?
No, and for the industry that I represent, like, a big part of it is about balanced regional development. Like, Dublin is top-heavy. I work and commute in and out of Dublin every day. It's crazy. The amount of time lost, the amount of frustration and so on is mad. But one of the issues, and I know housing, thankfully for me and the industry I represent, for number one item in terms of the election. And, you know, everyone is, you know, outdoing each other with the ambition to have to build more houses. But one of the big issues is that the actual build cost, if you hire any builder, be from Portlaoise or wherever here, to build a house, 46% only of the end price is the actual cost of building the house.
And so the rest is going to the government?
So, well, there's the site, of course, yeah, which is a factor, and there's a big issue whether it's in Dublin or Portlaoise. That's the big advantage Portlaoise and the country have. Sites are cheaper here. But other than that, the VAT, the development levies, you got to pay your water rate up front, £5,600. You got to pay before you get a water connection. And you could be waiting for 6 months to get that connection then after that.
So just finally, Tom, then, in your view, you've been very close to this. You hear a lot of people commenting about it. But do you think, have we turned the corner in terms of supply and demand on housing?
Well, certainly we're going to build more houses this year than last year. I'd say conservatively we should do about 25,000. But we obviously need more than that. So we have a lot of contact with, you know, politicians and with policymakers. And to any new housing minister, whoever it is, they need to be tough. They need to challenge a lot of the stuff that's holding up house building.
Right.
The delays in planning are absolutely crazy. There was mention made earlier this morning about legal reviews, or, you know, where people can challenge the constitutionality of a decision. It's just a means of blackmailing or blocking a particular project
and prolonging the process.
So a new minister will have the right, will have the power to make legislation to make that not as simple. Like, you don't even have to put any money down by going to court to have a judicial review. And likewise, some of the other, there's impediments there that a new minister can say, you know, let's get those out of the system, even if we do need some emergency legislation to get over the problem we have over the next few years. So a strong government that's determined, I think we'll see a lot of houses built.
All right. Tom Parlan, honorary awfully man here in Laois this morning. Thanks for joining us.